Turn in your Bibles, please, to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, we're going to be looking at the four visions. Some people look at it as one vision because there are four beasts here. But as we look at these tonight, I want to read the first 14 verses so you'll kind of see where we're going. If you'll follow along in your Bible, Daniel 7, verses 1 through 14. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. It was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. And behold, another beast, a second, like to a bear. It raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another, like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth that devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set. The books were open. I beheld them because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beast, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there were given him dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. You know, and as we look at this vision of Daniel and we listen to this description, if you were here several weeks ago when we were looking at chapter 2, when Nebuchadnezzar had a vision, and Nebuchadnezzar had a vision of this image of a head of gold, and then it had the brass and silver, the bronze there, it had the iron legs and the clay and all of these things, and this is the same image. Well, it's a different image, but it's the same interpretation there. And so Daniel sees here the four godless kingdoms that Nebuchadnezzar had seen. But Nebuchadnezzar, as man sees the kingdoms of this world, man sees the kingdoms of this world as gold and silver and brass and shiny things. Well, when God sees these kingdoms of the world, he sees them as wild and ravenous beast there. And it's the same thing, but it's viewed by the world, and it's viewed by man, and it's viewed by God here. And as we come to the four visions here, the first vision, we're going to see the vision of the three beasts, kind of group those together, and then the vision of the fourth beast, and the judgment scene, and the coming of the Son of Man there. And we'll finish the chapter out next week. So let's look at these three beasts. The first beast, we could spend a lot of time looking at history, looking at a lot of other Bible verses in the Old Testament, but that's not my intent. If you were in a Bible class in college somewhere or studying at correspondence, you would go through a lot of detail and a lot of reading, and I don't desire to do that in our study. But here he is by the Great Sea in verse 2. And the Great Sea is, of course, the Mediterranean Sea. And at the four corners of it, there's a lot of commotion. There's a lot of catastrophe with the winds raging up. And out of this sea comes four monsters, sea monsters, not like the lizard man story that we read about in Lee County 20-something years ago. And the first one is like a lion. And this is a picture of Nebuchadnezzar, because as we read this, it talks about here, he's, of course, the head of gold, and it had eagle's wings. And remember when Nebuchadnezzar was humbled and he had feathers like that of an eagle there, and his feet had claws like that of an eagle there. And so this was the kingdom of Babylon. And then following the kingdom of Babylon, we saw the next kingdom, which is the bear. And the bear, as Daniel sees, the bear is Media Persia. And this is the kingdom under Cyrus here. And this is the one that Nebuchadnezzar saw that had the silver breast there and the arms of silver. And here is Media Persia with three nations gripped in its teeth, the nations that it had just conquered, that is Babylon, Egypt, and Lydia. And that is what the three ribs in his mouth is represented by. And then the third one is Greece, which was ruled by Alexander the Great here. And as we read through history and we see the bronze stomach and thighs, Alexander the Great traveled faster and conquered more land than any other king before him in history. And the speed of the leopard, and here Daniel is seeing this, and we read about in history about four generals that were placed under Alexander the Great, and he talks about four kings here. And so we see from the time of Daniel and Babylon, and then we see history unfolding, but there's a fourth kingdom that hasn't fully come yet. This is the kingdom of Rome, and we read about that in Revelation chapter 13. And so as he goes from this vision of the three beasts, he comes to the fourth beast. And Daniel sees the other ones, and he says, it looked like a lion, it looked like a bear, it looked like a leopard. And he comes to this one, and he doesn't know anything with which to compare it. He sees this creature that he doesn't know what in the world it is. It's got these 10 horns, and there's another little horn, and that little horn has eyes and starts speaking, and it's just, try to use your imagination. You see all kinds of movies and strange things. Well, Daniel is seeing something that's very dreadful here with iron teeth. It has 10 horns, and this is a picture of Rome and the Caesars that ruled Rome. In Revelation 13, chapter 13, verse 2, we'll look at that in just a minute. The 10 horns of Revelation. I think I have it up here for you. I stood upon the sand of the sea, John writing, and saw a beast rise out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his 10 horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast, which I saw, was like a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear. His mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, that's representing the Antichrist, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. So there's coming another kingdom during the millennial kingdom. And as we study the book of Daniel and we compare it with the book of Revelation, we see the comparisons there and what God has told us is going to happen in history there. In 2 Thessalonians, says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. And this is the little horn that we read about in Daniel. This is the Antichrist, the son of perdition. He opposes and exalts himself above all that's called God or is worshiped, and he as God sits in the temple that's going to be rebuilt during the tribulation period, and he's going to claim that he is God. But notice in Daniel chapter 11, chapter 7, verse 11, He says, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. Remember the horn, the little horn that came out of the tent. This is the Antichrist, and he's speaking. He says, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed. And what happened to it? It was given to the burning flame. And at the end of the tribulation, the Antichrist and all those forces that oppose God and all that God is, they're going to be cast in to the fires of hell and into the lake of fire for all eternity. So Daniel is seeing this vision here, and he sees these four beasts come up out of the sea from the earth here. Now we go on and we see the vision of the judgment scene. And that's what the tribulation is all about. Tribulation is about judgment. God is dealing with the nation of Israel. We're in the church age now, a time where God has put aside Israel after the 69 weeks and the 70th week of Daniel, and we'll see that as we get further into Daniel, is the tribulation period. And verse 9, he says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit. This is the description of God the Father. It says his garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was like pure wool. His throne was like a fiery flame, his wheels as burning fire. Kind of reminds you of Ezekiel, doesn't it? Ezekiel saw the wheel, and there with the burning flames there. And notice the similarities over to Revelation here, chapter 1. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man. Notice that phrase, the Son of Man. He was clothed with a garment down to his foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were like white like wool, white as snow, and his eyes were the flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. Remember, the little horn had a voice too, and he was speaking great things, but he was silenced at the end of the tribulation. He had in his right hand seven stars, the churches there, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And so at the end of the tribulation, when God brings down the judgment, he's going to do it with the word of his mouth. There's power in the word of God. God created everything by saying, let there be. His word was powerful to create. His word one day will destroy all those that oppose him. Now this destruction, this judgment that we see in verses 9 through 12 is not the great white throne judgment. That happens after the millennial kingdom. This is the judgment of the fourth beast, which we'll see later on is Rome there and the evils there in Revelation chapter 13. We'll look at some of that later as well. But I want you to notice in verse 10, the fiery stream. There's a stream that's coming. Notice it's coming from the throne where the Ancient of Days is. A fiery stream, like a river of fire. It's issued and it came forth from before him. And we read in the book of Revelation chapter 22, it says, and he showed me a pure river, a stream, water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. Here we see a stream coming from the throne of God that's a stream of fire that's judging the world, the Antichrist and all those who follow him. But there's a stream of life coming from the throne as well. And it tells us here that there are 100 million, 10,000 times 10,000, 100 million angels. 100 million. I can't imagine 100 million. But not only 100 million angels, it says that there are 1,000 thousands that ministered to him. And there's a lot of debate whether this is talking about more angels or representatives of the Old Testament saints or representatives of the church or both, but 100 million plus thousand thousands more. People are around the throne. Angels are around the throne, and they're worshiping and glorifying God. And then in verse 10, at the end of it, It says, the judgment was set and the books were opened. The books were opened. There are books in heaven. You know the song? I mentioned it, I think, a few weeks ago. My Lord is writing all the time. Heard that chorus? Well, he's writing things down. And the books are open. It's judgment. The fiery stream of judgment is coming upon the earth during the tribulation period there. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. Now, we know we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace. But God judges according to works. Those that are saved and the works that we have done, we work to receive rewards that God has for us. Those that are lost and have done evil, they're going to be judged according to their works, having rejected Christ, and they're going to be judged accordingly there. And that's the vision of the judgment seat. The last thing that we'll see tonight is the vision of the coming of the Son of Man. Let's read those last two verses one more time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. There was the kingdom of Babylon. It was destroyed. There was the kingdom of the Medes and Persians. It was destroyed. There was the kingdom of Greece. It was destroyed. There's the kingdom of Rome. And in the millennial, tribulation time, where this Antichrist is going to try to set up his kingdom, it's going to be destroyed. But there's a kingdom here as the Son of Man. This is a term that Jesus used more to describe himself than any other term. Jesus called himself the Son of Man. So as we look at the vision of the Son of Man, that refers to his humanity. Just when we look at the word Jesus Christ, we see the word Jesus, which means Savior. That refers to the humanity of our Savior. And when we look at the word Christ, that is the Greek equivalent to the Hebrew Messiah, which is the anointed one, and he is God in the flesh. And so here we see the humanity of Jesus. He's coming. He's going to rule. He's going to be the King of Israel. He is their Messiah. He was rejected. John chapter 1 says he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. And so here we see the vision of the coming of the Son of Man and his humanity. The Son of Man comes to the Ancient of Days, which we also saw in Revelation was Jesus Christ had that description as well. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all God. They're co-equal in their glory there. And now we see his role as governor over all the nations. Isaiah 9:6 says, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And one of these days, Christ is going to reign on earth. He's going to reign over not just the Jews. He's going to reign over every nation, every people, every language. It's an everlasting dominion. No one will dethrone him. This is a restoration of the Davidic kingdom that we see. This is also, if you'll go back to chapter 2, verse 34, remember the same vision that Nebuchadnezzar saw. He saw it from a world's perspective of glittering gold. And as he saw it in Daniel chapter 2, verse 34, there was something else he saw, Nebuchadnezzar. It says, thou sawest till that a stone was cast out without hands, cut out without hands, which smote the image upon the feet that were iron and clay and broke them to pieces. And this smiting stone is none other than the Rock of Ages, the stone of our salvation, the Ancient of Days there. Whenever he comes, he's going to be that smiting stone that cuts the feet out from under this image that Nebuchadnezzar saw. This beastly image that Daniel saw is going to be destroyed by the smiting stone. At the end of the tribulation, he's going to be cast into the flames, the burning flame of verse 11. God has revealed to us some things that he has in store for us in heaven. He's also revealed to us some things he has in store for judgment to those who have rejected him. And Daniel has given us just a little glimpse of that, and we'll see more of this vision next week. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you are the Ancient of Days. We thank you that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is eternal in glory, and that one of these days, with the two-edged sword, with the power of his word, judgment will be finalized, judgment on sin. Even as we saw this morning, Christ took the judgment of Almighty God on the cross so we would not have to go through that judgment and the flaming fire. Lord, we thank you that you have everything under control. From the before you ever created Adam and Eve to all eternity, you have a plan. You're all powerful. Lord, we thank you that you have a plan for us as we look at this worldwide events. You have all of these things planned, but yet, as little and small as we are, you have a purpose and a plan for each one of our lives. Help us to serve you faithfully, knowing that the battle is the Lord's, and the Ancient of Days will one day rule supreme, and we'll be there in his presence. What a glorious thought. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.